Another hero in the bureaucracy. Yes, in the bureaucracy, specifically in the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. Frances Oldham Kelsey, known to her colleagues as Frankie, was a physician and pharmacologist. She had the task of reviewing license applications for new drugs. In the early 1960s, one of these drugs was thalidomide, notorious for dramatic birth defects it caused when pregnant women took it without prescription for their nausea. At least 10,000 children worldwide were affected, many with phocomelia or short limbs shaped like seal's flippers. Kelsey held firm against licensing the drug in the U.S., asserting that the safety of thalidomide had not been proven. The U.S. was thus spared the slew of damaged lives. Elsewhere, that was not true. The story of greed and denial is appalling. The drug company Chemi Grünenthal developed thalidomide in 1958, pushing it even when reports of nasty side effects erupted, not just of phocomelia, but of effects on the mother, blood pressure drops, skin alterations, muscle spasms, epileptic seizures. The company variously supported or harassed physicians who were pro or con for using the drug. Kelsey died in 2015 at the age of 101. Her legacy in 45 years of government service is one of strengthening our protection against unsafe drugs. I'm Vince Gutchick, here with the Science Digest. I invite your comments at krwg.org/programs/science-digest. Click on any post and then start the discussion.